Hello and welcome to today's episode. It's episode 201. Thank you for listening to the previous episode with Harrison. And I really like the episode, not only because it was the 200th episode and that we had the lovely Harrison on the Spotify channel, which if you didn't last time, you should definitely have a look. I will put a link in this episode again, just so you know where to find her, because she has a huge event on early May, and I think it would be a good idea for you to listen to it. But she was very open, very honest, gave a lot of good points for traveling, when to start, how to do, and whatnot. And I thought she was really good. She was very kind, compassionate, she was vulnerable in a good way, and she gave some very good points. And, you know, what more could you ask as a host? And just want to say a big thank you. In the last episode, we got 15 plays. And in the one before that, I think we got around the same as well. I haven't properly checked, but I know we got a lot of good views. So again, a massive, massive thank you. And this one doesn't have myself in it. This one does have myself in it, but it doesn't have a guest. I do want to try and get more guests on, but in this episode, I want to actually make it an episode where you can understand your own mind more, because psychology is such an important part of everything that you do, right? And I think that for a lot of people, that's actually the biggest hurdle in their success. It's not that they lack competence or even confidence. Is that they lack certain psychological traits and beliefs which are required for whatever endeavor they want to succeed. For example, if you want to be a musician, yes, you have to be competent. Yes, you have to be good. But if you want it to be a huge success and make everyone know about it, you have to be good at business. You have to understand the marketing. And you don't necessarily need to know a lot about business or marketing, but you do need to have people who do, right? That's why a lot of artists essentially fail. And it is, a lack of capital does make that very hard. So financial literacy, of course, in any business, you need to have. It needs to be a fundamental practice of whatever subject you're doing, because I can imagine there's probably artists and actors and writers are listening to this podcast right now. And I would say to you, you'll probably know what marketing strategies you need to implement into your line of work. And there's probably a lot of obstacles against you. Maybe you don't have a lot of capital. Maybe you're a student. Maybe you don't have that much of a good job. Maybe you're afraid to take a risk, or you don't want to take that loan, or don't want to borrow someone's money. And that is a hard thing to do. I understand that. But you need to ask the question, what do I want more? Am I okay to take quite a big risk, which could go completely against me and be a complete failure? Or it could also be a success. Or live comfortably and know that you won't succeed well. And when I thought about this analogy, it made me think to myself how shame makes such a tremendous impact on our psychology. When you think about the ego, right? So the ego being who you think you are, and then you have yourself. The thing that which fills up the ego is shame, right? For example, if I keep telling you that you're not good enough, and I do that 20, 30, 40 times, and I do that every single day, eventually, it doesn't matter how strong-minded you are, unless you can affirm to yourself that you are confident, that you are worthy, unconsciously, you're going to feel miserable. And it's going to impact multiple areas of your life. And you may not even realize it. You may not even recognize what you're doing, which is causing you to think this way. A lot of people have very good intentions and have actually a good conscious, but they don't have good unconscious, which it's practically the engine of their brain. It's practically what you are. It's how you're wired, right? So you need to understand that. And there's a good quote which Carl Jung said. Carl Jung said that shame is a soul-eating emotion. Right? It's very, very harmful. And you analyze, okay, what is shame? Well, shame is essentially when you feel bad about yourself, or you feel bad or negative about a quality or an action that you took. So, for example, you feel shame that your business didn't do the best it could, or you feel shame that your last relationship didn't go as you expected, or you feel shame that you let yourself go after so many years. And that psychological disadvantage can have such treacherous trait on your own, on your whole life. And you may not even realize it. You may not even, have you ever, you know, walked in your life and you know, you're in your work and you know exactly what you need to do, and you know it's simple. You know what duties are dear to you, what exactly you need to do. But for some reason, something inevitably goes wrong, right? Maybe you have an issue with a customer. Maybe you get into an argument. You don't get into work like you expected to, right? There's always something that happens. That is more than likely. I don't know for certain, because there could be, in the realm of psychology, there's countless reasons why X could happen. But I would place a strong bet that probably one of the reasons why that happened is because of shame. And I want to give you some pointers in this episode, right? So I'll give you some pointers, and I think the reason, and I'll tell you why it's important on how you can battle shame. I don't know exactly if it'll work 100% for you, but from my journey and what I've documented, and which I'll tell you some of the experiences eventually, it will hopefully give you an idea of how you can better a stronger mind. Because we feel elements of shame even in the smallest parts, right? For example, if you're working on business or if you're doing investing is a great example, because the odds of you consistently failing are far greater than the odds of you consistently winning, right? In forex trading, for example, 95% of people who attempt trading lose. And out of that 5% who win, I think it's only 10% of those people are professional and profitable every single month. And even then, those people struggle as well. So you think about that and you think, wow, if those people struggle and I'm trying this hard, the odds of me succeeding are practically slim to none. Therefore, if you are the top of the best and you're consistently profitable, you are like one of the best. If you're consistently profitable every single week, you don't even realize how effective you are compared to everyone. There are millions of people attempting this who would love to be like you, right? But again, even those people who lose, when they lose, they still feel shame. So often the perception of shame, because that's all it is, stems from your unrealistic expectations on yourself, right? Your ideas of who you think you should be. And that's all influenced by identity, right? You, again, the ego, you have who you think you are, and then there's yourself. And yourself doesn't blame anyone. It's not ashamed. It doesn't point fingers. It doesn't think negative of oneself. It just accepts everything as it is. But the ego makes beliefs, makes opinions, makes comments on other people and yourself. What you need to do is, the first step is to be aware of it. If you're not recognizing, when you're judging yourself and others for failures, you won't be able to tackle it. The second point is to do meditation. I wouldn't say you have to do this, but it does help. What you can do is you can meditate in the morning, or if you feel tired, you can meditate just before you go to bed. And what you do is spend 10 to 15 minutes and you just focus on your breath. You can focus on the external environment. See if you can focus on as many sounds as you possibly can. You can also do the hum technique as well, where you hum, you do that for a couple of seconds, you release that breath, and then you repeat for 10, 20 times. You could do more if you want. And then you can incorporate what's known as the Wim Hof technique, which is basically when you breathe in and out rapidly for 50 seconds. And the whole point is to retain your oxygen so that you feel greater and better about yourself. And yeah, that will have a huge impact on your psychology. Okay, and another point is, I would say this has to be a must if you want to understand psychology. And I think that's to read books by people like Sigmund Freud. You can read on Carl Jung, but Carl Jung gets very emotional on his books. Sigmund Freud, through his own testing, psychoanalysis, and clients he's brought in, he's evaluated what they've said, and he's really got a grasp idea of the deepest nature of our unconscious. Sigmund Freud's incredibly clever, very intelligent. I think he's probably up there with people like Albert Einstein. That's how intelligent he is, but you want to read books by him. But more on a conscious level, when you notice the shame, all shame is a perception. It's just a viewpoint. Nothing is what you think it is. It is what you think it is, right? So you make something by your own thoughts. But everything, you know, the laptop you see in front of you, the house you see, the car you see, people talking, that's all it is, just people talking, that's it, right? If someone criticizes you, again, if you see that as degrading to yourself, you're causing that degrading. You can also see it as a way to improve, which is a much more positive way to look at it, and more useful way to look at it. But often many people, especially a lot of young men today feel shame because they fall devices, they fall to pleasure. They're addicted to social media, and again, they have a lot of problems because of it. And I think one of the best ways to tackle this is to have purpose. It's to know what you want to do in life. I think purpose is, imagine you've had a mission, right? Imagine you're a soldier and you're going out to a battle or whatnot. Your mission is to defeat an enemy or complete that task. But every person's individual task is different. It's individual, which is why it makes it so interesting, which is why anyone can do it. The possibility is open to anyone. From own personal experience, and I would say from other people's, and from what I've read of some of Sigmund Freud's books, is shame can be massively influenced by your vices, whether that's gaming, gambling, drugs, lustful vices, whatever it is, it can massively influence how poor you feel about yourself. And if you're willing to forgive yourself, forgiveness is very strong as well. Forgiveness is a very powerful trait. There's Marcus Aurelius who is talking about forgiveness, which is really interesting because he was an emperor. And at that time, they have seen the worst things. He saw deaths. He saw men beheaded. He saw his friends and people murdered. His own wife cheated on him twice. He went through many different issues with other countries and cities. He had a lot of pressure being an emperor. And Marcus Aurelius wasn't perfect. He spent a lot of times where he would struggle to wake up in the morning. And he was often quite treacherous when he was a king. But these things can happen. Now, the most important thing is when you have these parts of your life, maybe you are shameful, maybe you did fail, maybe you did do something wrong, and you were so foolish that you knew what you had to do, yet you didn't do it anyway. Right? I think it's what Dostoevsky said. He says, your greatest sin is that you hurt yourself for no reason. Which essentially is, you know you shouldn't have done that thing, yet you did it anyway. And what is that? It's our impulses, right? It's those tiny, tiny little parts of our brain which we want to do, but we know we shouldn't do, yet we do it anyway. So this is very important for the mind, and you have to recognize it. It's very, very important. And there is some deeper psychology, but I can't give it away on this podcast because it's too much valuable information, and it's something that you would have to pay for. That's how valuable it is, because there's a lot of deep psychology. And if you want to learn it, go and read Carl Jung. Go and read Sigmund Freud. Read their books. Buy a course. Because you won't fully appreciate knowledge unless you're willing to invest for it. Right? That's why some of the people, they get free courses and whatnot. And it's because they're not willing to pay for something that they don't end up reading it. And probably the last point of shame would be essentially how you view a failure, because that's where a lot of the shame comes from. Failure doesn't even exist if you think about it. When you fail, you don't fail, you test. Think like a scientist. Essentially, a scientist's philosophy is to test. You test things out. You have a hypothesis. You test it out. If it works, your hypothesis is true. If not, you have to readjust the hypothesis. The hypothesis meaning you have like a statement that you believe to be true, yet you have to prove it. And that's where the testing comes in. And that's all you're doing. You're testing it. You're testing the waters. You're seeing what's happening. And that should be, that's probably the greatest philosophy, or at least one of the greatest philosophies you can ever adopt in life. And that's what I want to take from this episode, okay? I'll summarize this for you then. The most important part to summarize in total is the perception. Yes, we feel bad. We can feel our identities, our egos can get shaken up. But the most important thing is to see it as a lesson. As long as you're learning, as long as you're taking information, like real information, you're actually getting insights. And it has to be a new piece of knowledge every single time. If it's the same as before, it's no point doing it, right? It has to be new knowledge. The second part is to do actual physical coping mechanisms to overcome it. So that could be meditating. It could also be things like exercising as well, eating healthy, sleeping well, and being really careful of the people in your life. Are you around negative? Are you around positive? What is your boss like? What is your girlfriend like? What are your friends like? It may be a difficult choice, but if you're own sick, it's best to change it so you don't cause yourself poor unhappiness. And overall, just have a development plan. Look to grow this every single day, right? It's not easy to overcome shame. We all feel shame at some point, and some people feel a lot more than others. But you should devise a plan where you develop upon your growth and overcoming your ego vulnerabilities every single day so that you become stronger. And that's it. Okay, hopefully you learned a lot. I'll leave it there. And I'd say from my own journey, because I have attempted to do business a lot of times and I've recently gotten a lot better, which I'm very, very grateful and happy for. But one thing I've learned, again, is probably the biggest lesson for me is detachment from outcome, which essentially helps alleviate the emotion. So I don't expect anything. Whatever I do, whether it's a podcast, social media, or a job or anything, I don't expect anything. I do the work, I do what's asked, and if there's somewhat benefit which helps my life move forward, or if it moves forward very, very well, we keep moving forward. because from a wisdom, if you like to call it that, point of view, we're not attached to the outcome or the end result. We're attached to the enjoyment of the process. We're attached to learning, overcoming barriers, bettering ourselves, and looking down the long road. Because all the long road is a long, long journey. You are the vehicle, and you're going across different paths and hurdles and really fun and interesting activities every day, every year, every decade. Okay, I'll leave out there. Hopefully you got some value. Make sure to press the link for Harrison's link tree so you can go to a hike travel. I think it'd be a really good idea if you're into that. Make sure to subscribe and become a follower so you never miss out on the latest episodes. Follow me on Instagram at jbryant_2001. I have a speech which I'm going to upload soon, which I'm really excited for. I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you for the support. Take care and bye for now.